Hello, this is the Gatehouse Awards ESOL International Classic A2 Listening Examination. This examination consists of four tasks. In each task, you will listen and answer the questions. You will hear each recording twice. You will have 1 minute to read the questions before you listen. You may now open your booklet. Task 1. Listen to 6 people speaking. Circle the best response, A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to read the questions. Example.
There's a film I really want to see. Do you want to go to the cinema on Saturday afternoon?
Speaker 1.
If I fail my exam, my mother will get really angry.
Speaker 2.
John may know the answer to your question.
Speaker 3.
You shouldn't eat so much chocolate. It's bad for your teeth.
Speaker 4.
What should I do if I need to leave early?
Speaker 5. I had a horrible journey. I missed my train and lost my wallet. Speaker 6.
How much time do we have before the concert?
Now listen to task 1 again. Speaker 1.
If I fail my exam, my mother will get really angry.
Speaker 2.
John may know the answer to your question.
Speaker 3.
You shouldn't eat so much chocolate. It's bad for your teeth.
Speaker 4.
What should I do if I need to leave early?
Speaker 5. I had a horrible journey. I missed my train and lost my wallet. Speaker 6.
How much time do we have before the concert?
This is the end of task 1. Listen to 4 short conversations and answer the questions. Circle A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to read the questions. example.
Mum, can I have £10, please?
What do you need it for, Tom?
I need to buy a new book for school.
Can you borrow it from the library instead?
Oh, yes, I'll do that.
Conversation 1.
I went to the post office to buy some envelopes, but it was closed.
Oh no. What did you do?
Do you know Miss Jones?
Yes, the lady who lives next door to you.
Yes, that's right. She gave me some envelopes.
Oh, that's nice of her. Conversation 2.
Sam, what are you doing this afternoon?
Not much, Mum.
Can you help me do some shopping?
I have some homework to do.
You can do it after the shopping. Let's go.
Conversation 3.
I don't think I'm going to pass my exams.
Why are you saying that, Jack?
I played football all weekend instead of studying.
You can still do some work tonight.
You're right. I will.
There's still enough time. You can do it.
Conversation 4. Jenny, do you think I should buy this jumper?
This red one? It looks a bit big on you.
Oh, okay. How about this one?
Yes, the blue one fits you much better.
No, I don't like the colour. I'll just get the shoes. Now listen to task 2 again. Conversation 1.
I went to the post office to buy some envelopes, but it was closed.
Oh no, what did you do?
Do you know Miss Jones?
Yes, the lady who lives next door to you.
Yes, that's right. She gave me some envelopes.
Oh, that's nice of her. Conversation 2.
Sam, what are you doing this afternoon?
Not much, Mum.
Can you help me do some shopping?
I have some homework to do.
You can do it after the shopping. Let's go.
Conversation 3.
I don't think I'm going to pass my exams.
Why are you saying that, Jack?
I played football all weekend instead of studying.
You can still do some work tonight.
You're right. I will.
There's still enough time. You can do it.
Conversation 4. Jenny, do you think I should buy this jumper?
This red one? It looks a bit big on you.
Oh, okay. How about this one?
Yes, the blue one fits you much better.
No, I don't like the colour. I'll just get the shoes. This is the end of task 2. Task 3. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions. Circle A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to read the questions. Hi, Mary. Did you have a good holiday? When did you get back?
Hi, Henry. Yes, I did. We had a great time. I only got back yesterday afternoon. Well, evening, really. It was already 7 o'clock.
Oh, did you go camping?
Well, we were going to go camping, but the weather wasn't very good, so we decided to stay in a hotel instead.
But you already bought a tent, didn't you?
I know, and it was quite expensive. But it's okay, we're going to use it in the future.
So, how was the hotel?
It was all right. Our bedroom was really small and quite dark, but the food was nice. Also, the hotel was only 10 minutes away from the city centre.
And what did you think of Florence?
Oh, it's such a beautiful city, even in the rain. It's got a lot of amazing buildings and churches.
Did you get any sunshine at all when you were there?
I think one or two afternoons. But that's okay, because we got to do a lot of things instead. We went to a lot of museums and art galleries. You know how much I like to look at old paintings.
Well, what about your husband? He doesn't really like art, does he?
Mark? No, he doesn't. But Mark was quite happy because he could eat a lot of pizza every day.
Yes, Italian pizza is the best in the world.
I didn't know you'd been to Italy, Henry.
I haven't, but I always wanted to go. Do you know the Italian restaurant near my house? They have a new chef there, Stefano, and he is from Italy. His pizza is just perfect.
Oh, it sounds good. Maybe we should have dinner there sometime.
I'd like that. Anyway, I have to go now, but I'm glad you enjoyed your holiday. Now, listen to task 3 again. Hi, Mary. Did you have a good holiday? When did you get back?
Hi, Henry. Yes, I did. We had a great time. I only got back yesterday afternoon. Well, evening, really. It was already 7 o'clock.
Oh, did you go camping?
Well, we were going to go camping, but the weather wasn't very good, so we decided to stay in a hotel instead.
But you already bought a tent, didn't you?
I know, and it was quite expensive. But it's okay, we're going to use it in the future.
So, how was the hotel?
It was all right. Our bedroom was really small and quite dark, but the food was nice. Also, the hotel was only 10 minutes away from the city centre.
And what did you think of Florence?
Oh, it's such a beautiful city, even in the rain. It's got a lot of amazing buildings and churches.
Did you get any sunshine at all when you were there?
I think one or two afternoons. But that's okay, because we got to do a lot of things instead. We went to a lot of museums and art galleries. You know how much I like to look at old paintings.
Well, what about your husband? He doesn't really like art, does he?
Mark? No, he doesn't. But Mark was quite happy because he could eat a lot of pizza every day.
Yes, Italian pizza is the best in the world.
I didn't know you'd been to Italy, Henry.
I haven't, but I always wanted to go. Do you know the Italian restaurant near my house? They have a new chef there, Stefano, and he is from Italy. His pizza is just perfect.
Oh, it sounds good. Maybe we should have dinner there sometime.
I'd like that. Anyway, I have to go now, but I'm glad you enjoyed your holiday. This is the end of task 3. Task 4. Listen and answer the questions. Circle true or false. You now have 1 minute to read the questions.
Next, I want to tell you about the school trip. We are going to an animal farm. The trip is on Wednesday, the 1st of December. We are going to meet at the school at 8 o'clock in the morning. Don't be late. The coach is going to leave at 8:30. We are going to meet outside of the classroom and then walk together to the car park. You don't need any money that day, but bring sandwiches and snacks for lunch. And remember, no chocolates. They are bad for you. It's going to be a cold day, so please wear warm clothes, jackets, hats and scarves. We're going to spend at least 4 hours outside with the animals. We will be back at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, the cost of the trip is £12 per person. Please tell your parents that you need to pay before the end of this week.
Now listen to task four again.
Next, I want to tell you about the school trip. We are going to an animal farm. The trip is on Wednesday, the 1st of December. We are going to meet at the school at 8 o'clock in the morning. Don't be late. The coach is going to leave at 8:30. We are going to meet outside of the classroom and then walk together to the car park. You don't need any money that day, but bring sandwiches and snacks for lunch. And remember, no chocolates. They are bad for you. It's going to be a cold day, so please wear warm clothes, jackets, hats and scarves. We're going to spend at least 4 hours outside with the animals. We will be back at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, the cost of the trip is £12 per person. Please tell your parents that you need to pay before the end of this week.
This is the end of task four. This is the end of the listening examination.